Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Making Sense with Nav Archan. I am Nav, and today we are going to make some sense out of the law of attraction. We are going to be talking about the history of the law of attraction. Let's get into it. Before you embark on the incredible journey towards true enlightenment in the law of attraction, it is important that you understand that you can apply it to your life and it can be effective if the correct tools are used. The practices and beliefs in this law have been igniting the lives of great individuals through the course of history. Hundreds of years ago, the law of attraction was first thought to have been taught to man by the immortal Buddha. It is believed he wanted it to be known that what you have become is what you have thought. This is a belief that is deeply intrinsic in the law of attraction. With the spread of this concept to Western culture, also came the term karma. It is a belief that is popular throughout numerous societies. Over the centuries, it has been a common understanding amongst many that what you give out to the world, be it anger or happiness, hate or love, is ultimately what can return to your own life in the end. This simple and easy to follow concept has been so popular amongst many for a large number of years. It demonstrates that the idea of the power of attraction is not new whatsoever. It is already recognizable to many of us in a variety of ways. The main principles of the law of attraction can also be discovered in the teachings of many civilizations and religious groups. An example, in the Proverbs 23:7, it reads, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Proof of praise for the laws of attraction can be uncovered throughout the ages, are recorded and taught in different ways, but still there for all of humanity to find. As previously discussed, the law of attraction and its values have been seen throughout history, and great many women and men who have left their mark on this world have shown the law of attraction to be one of the greatest powers on earth. With many well-loved poets, artists, scientists, and great thinkers such as Shakespeare, Blake, Emerson, Newton, and Beethoven all conveying this message through their many works. There have been many modern advocates of the law of attraction as well. These include Oprah Winfrey, Jim Carrey, and Denzel Washington. In addition, with over 5.8 million Facebook fans, there are plenty of success stories surrounding the law of attraction. The most challenging part of acknowledging and accepting the truth of what the law of attraction has to offer is coming to the realization that every single one of your decisions in life, good or bad, have been shaped by you alone. For many, this can be a bitter pill to swallow, especially if you feel that you or your loved ones have been dealt some particularly hard blows in life. However, once you have truly come to understand the true key behind the law of attraction, you can be renewed with hope and courage in the overwhelming knowledge that you are free to take charge of your life and free yourself forever from the cycle of fear, worry, or negativity which has held you back for so long. Here's a story from Mel C. My 52-year-old dad got into the Kona Ironman World Championships this year in Hawaii, and I couldn't have been prouder of him. He had completed 12 Ironman competitions prior, but this is the hardest Ironman competition in the world, with the toughest competitors from all over the globe competing. For an Ironman and his family, getting into Kona is a huge deal, so of course, I had to be there to watch him. I booked my flights and signed up to volunteer at the event. I was enrolled as a catcher, someone who gives the competitor their finisher's towel and flower lei as they come over the finish line, then guides them through to the back for food, medical help, etc. In this role, I hoped with everything I had to be the person that caught my dad after the biggest race of his life. To have that special once-in-a-lifetime moment with him as he crossed the finish line. Throughout the day of the race, it became apparent that Dad would take longer than usual in the tough Kona conditions, and he couldn't make it over the finish line during my catcher shift. Not only that, but I didn't have a phone or internet, and I had no way of tracking him to find out when he would cross the finish line. During my shift, I found a kind lady who used her iPhone app to track my dad. Even though her phone only had 6% battery left. At this point, he was only halfway through the 42-kilometer run and still had a few hours to go. After this, I didn't see that lady again. My shift ended and I began running around trying to find complete strangers who might be able to track my dad's progress on their iPhones. But no one could help me. I eventually found someone who used an accurate Ironman website to find Dad, and it said that he was still only halfway through the run. This was hours after I had asked the lady where he was. I thought he must have pulled out of the race, or was sick, or injured. I was so worried. Then all of a sudden, I saw the lady who originally gave me the accurate update of where my dad was on the course, but this time her phone had over 50% battery. I expected her phone to be flat by now. I asked her if she could track Dad, and she did. He was less than 1 kilometer from the finish line. I ran into the backstage area, got to the front just as I heard them announce his name over the loudspeaker. I begged the first lady in the line to give me the flower lei so I could be the one to put it around his neck. As soon as I got to the finish area, he was crossing the finish line. I ran up to him, gave him the flower lei, and the biggest hug ever. It was the most perfect moment, and one that I'll never forget. I'm so grateful to have been able to share that special moment with him. Everything lined up perfectly for that exact moment to happen, the way that it did. Leading up to that day, I imagined the moment in my head, believed it would happen, and it did. Earlier that day, I also gave a homeless man a few dollars to help him out, and I believe that act of giving contributed to the special moment, too. Thank you, Law of Attraction, for helping me receive that special moment with my dad that I will never forget. I am lucky. I attract good luck into my life. Others see me as a very lucky person. Positive things always happen to me. I always think positively. I am full of gratitude for all of my good fortune. I am the luckiest person alive. I am a naturally lucky person. Good fortune always comes my way. I am thankful for the abundance in my life. I am getting luckier. I am noticing that I feel lucky all the time. I am becoming a very lucky person. I will always think positively. I am transforming into someone who is always lucky. Each day I attract more good fortune into my life. Luck is starting to flow into my life. With each day, I become more thankful for all luck and good fortune in my life. I will always be lucky. Feeling lucky is becoming easier and more natural. Attracting luck is easy for me. I just naturally feel lucky all the time. My sincere gratitude attracts more good luck. Positive things always seem to happen to me. New and exciting opportunities are always coming my way. Others are always telling me how lucky I am. Luck and good fortune are normal everyday occurrences for me. I am effortlessly tuned into and focused on luck. I deserve to be lucky. Good things just always seem to happen. Wealth is having the ability and means to get the things in life that you want and that help you achieve your dreams. Having money is the way our society gifts us with wealth, and the universe has an abundance of wealth to give. So why doesn't everyone have wealth, you might ask? That's because they have their wealth attracting magnets set to repel, which is never a good thing. There are some changes you'll need to make before your wealth magnet can reach its full potential. So what do? Firstly, you must eliminate all beliefs about money that portray it in its negative light. You might not even realize it, but our childhoods are littered with negative comments by parents and other adults about wealth and money. The biggest of these include, money is evil, or wealthy people are selfish. But these negative beliefs are simply not true. Instead, think of all of the good you will be able to do when you have obtained financial wealth. There is nothing evil or selfish about charity work or providing for those you love. Embrace this new relationship with money and welcome more of it into your life with open arms. The universe will reward you. Here are some wealth affirmations. I have been and will always be wealthy. I am continuously increasing my wealth with every passing day. It makes me feel excited to know that an abundance of wealth is available to me. Being wealthy fills me with total contentment and pure joy. Anything that I do always produces a prosperous growth in my wealth. Here is a wealth visualization technique that you can try. Creating a vision board is an excellent visualization technique, especially for amassing wealth. You'll need a poster board, tape or glue, magazines or a computer and a printer, and a marker, some colored pencils, some crayons. Just be very creative. Think about what it means to you to be wealthy. What would you buy? How much money would you have? Who would be in your life? When you come up with your own personal definition of wealth, look for images in magazines or on the computer and print them out, the ones that correspond with that idea. Cut out or print off the images you find that make you think of the wealthy life that you want. Glue or tape them to your poster board, with the biggest things in the center and the smaller things around those. Be sure to leave enough room next to each image for an affirmation. Now create your affirmations by using the present tense form of the statement. For instance, if your idea of wealth is traveling the world, include an image of yourself on a private jet with the affirmations, "My growing wealth allows me to travel the world," or something to that effect. Keep your vision board in a place you look several times throughout the day and allow those feelings of actually having those things to stay in your mind. The more you feel those emotions of abundance, the sooner the law of attraction will work to bring wealth and prosperity to your life. Each and every day, I learn new lessons, expand my awareness, and develop my abilities. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into today's Making Sense with Nav Arjan. I am Nav, and this concludes today's episode. I hope that everyone enjoys the rest of their Tuesday with lots of love and light. Talk to you guys tomorrow.